Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Personal agenda. Committed to winning. It doesn't feel that way.
This should bother you.
Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You're not a guard. Yeah, Squirt just texted me that laughing, but dude, I was like, let me be me. I'm out here living out my dreams, and I gave him a pass, hit him in the hands, went out of bounds, and you need to worry about catching the rock.
It's worry about me.
I'm a guard. I think that's jealousy when dudes say, you coaching?
No, it's not jealousy. They want to stay on the court to get exercise. And sometimes when you got guys like you on the floor that are going to compromise that,
I had a good game, though. I was rebounding.
Did you win?
Yeah, we won two, lost one.
That's about all you can play.
And then one dude goes, are you Guru? I go, oh, boy.
Where was this game?
In the Yoon, 24-hour fitness. Well, I felt so good after the wax out of my ears. I'm taking this to the court. Might be a little faster.
So the Golden State Warriors play the Minnesota Timberwolves on Friday. Hopefully Curry's going to play. We'll find out about Draymond Green. But I was listening to a Jimmy Butler interview with Monty Poole and Raj Mathai. And Raj Mathai on NBC Sports Bay Area asked Jimmy Butler about what has happened in the past with some of his teams and whether there's some misperceptions about who he is and what he's all about. And I just want you to listen to this,
because I haven't heard it.
There's a lot going on here in the wake of Jeff Kent getting inducted into the Hall of Fame in that interview. Just listen to Jimmy Butler here, because I want to get into Butler.
Is there a misconception about you from other places you played? Because I've seen only one thing here, and it's pretty bright and hardworking. Well, is there something that we missed in the last
I wouldn't say that there's something that we missed, but I will say that I'm always about winning at all costs. So when it doesn't stay about winning and it can become about many different things, if it ain't about winning, I'm telling y'all right now, I'm not here for it. Like, it's got to be about winning. Everything we do, it's got to be about winning. If it's about winning, it's about winning it, the championship, I'm all for it. If it's not, and there are any other agendas, y'all won't like it, because I don't care. I'm literally just here to win. That's it. I don't care about anything else.
Wow. That is an alpha male. And he, man, any problem with that?
Yeah.
Couple, what problem?
Couple little problems. Couple little problems.
I'm like, that's you love Kemp for being a straight shooter. I mean, man.
So
right between the eyes.
Listen, I like Butler. Okay. I like that sound bite, but there is something to it about where he's all about winning on his terms. That's kind of what it feels like.
What are his terms?
Well, his terms are kind of whatever. So, okay. Why did he leave Miami? Let's say money.
That's what I believe.
Okay. Right. So that was about money. It wasn't all about winning. Are you really telling me that Jimmy Butler thought that Pat Riley wasn't all about winning? Like, what? And here's the other thing. So he's in Minnesota and he's all about winning, but he doesn't believe in some of his teammates.
And we know that's a fact.
And clearly he doesn't like the way his teammates are getting coached. So, yeah, he's all about winning the way he perceives is the best way to win. And if he doesn't perceive that it's the best way to win, is he going to be the guy that you really, really want?
Now, I will say this to that. There's nothing you said that's a lie. I disagree because I think it's unfair, and you tell me what you think, that now we're going through his resume about his past relationships. It's about the Jimmy Butler we have here now. The Jimmy Butler just less than two weeks ago said, our defense is raggedy, guys ain't doing this and that, and I'm part of it. I love that part. But I'll say this about the Miami thing. I thought he felt stabbed in the back. I thought he knew Pat Riley almost what I say about Brock Purdy earning that contract. He already earned it. So Jimmy felt like, okay, I thought we were familiar, and I thought I've shown you who I am. Why is there even a question about the bread? And once he felt betrayed, this is just me, he was out of there. And that relationship is what it is, and now the Warriors are the beneficiaries of a guy that can control a game, but I like that.
It's great. It's great. It's a great soundbite.
If it gets funky,
is Draymond Green all about winning?
No doubt.
Okay.
Well, he's got an infraction on it.
He's got more than that.
Well, I'm talking about the Jordan Poole. But other than that, like it or love it, he polices his team.
Right.
And Jimmy's telling you, I got a badge. And if I got to use it, I'm going to use it, Steiny. That's how I took that.
Yeah.
Everybody can't do that.
Yeah, I'm just questioning whether, you know, when we talk about Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler and they're all about winning, I question that a little bit. That's all. I mean, of course, like, I think they are obviously among the most competitive players in the NBA.
Man.
They hate to lose, and that's obvious, and they don't like to lose. But are they willing to be, like, here's the other thing, you know, when Jimmy Butler said that, you said, boy, he's an alpha. Are all, like, does that make you a leader if you're an alpha?
To me, and this, we got a great example here with Steph. I think an alpha part of that is I'm going to be vocal with mine. And Steph's an alpha, but he does it a different way, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not the alpha police, but to me, an alpha person, or especially when it comes to athletics, is a guy that is going to call your ass out and tell the media what needs to be said, and I don't care whose feelings get hurt. Like, Steph might tell you he's not an alpha.
Who?
Steph Curry.
No,
in regard to leader.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, you know, it's easy to say you're all about winning and that's all that matters, but when your track record doesn't necessarily indicate that at every stop, then I kind of feel like that's the easiest thing to say when you're Jimmy Butler and it's on you're like, yes, you're all about winning, but it's got to be the situation's got to be perfectly set up for you. And then when it's set up for you, you're all about winning. I'm just curious about how we think of a guy like Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green when they say that's what matters most. And I'm just wondering, is it really what matters most
now
to Jimmy Butler?
Let's put a right on the table early, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. Do you think there's a difference between Jimmy and Dre and how they lead amongst fans, how they're both perceived amongst fans? Because I see Dre cuss his teammates out or let them know when they make an error on the court. I kind of don't like that. But then I've seen Jimmy do it at times, and I don't like that, but it doesn't hit like Dre. And maybe Dre's been here forever and a day, and that's why it hits different. But, you know, I come down Dre's road. We do many times. But it's most of the time it's about what's off the court, what's said. But what I do know about Dre, like it or not, that's an alpha male, Stoney. And I think the Warriors wouldn't have four without him.
888-957-9570 is the number. Just want to get into some Warrior stuff as it relates to Jimmy Butler. Also, the other thing that's on my mind today, Goo, or one of the things, is there was a story in The Athletic today. They ranked the top front offices in the NBA. And it was a list that the Warriors used to be a top on. And now they are, they're voted 10th. The Warriors are the 10th best front office in the NBA, according to a poll. But here's my question. Mike Dunleavy's been around for 2.5 years now. The Warriors won the title in 22. Then in 23, after the 22-23 season, Bob Myers leaves. And so Mike Dunleavy's been here for 2.5 years. How's he done?
I'm going to give him a B+.
How's Mike Dunleavy done?
I'm going to give him a B+. You pulled off the trade for Jimmy Butler. That changed a lot in a major way. Regardless of what we think about Pajimski, where he was drafted, he's been a hit. The Kuminga thing was before him, and it looks like, and we'll play the sound from Willard and Dibbs where Kerr was on there, that we know where that thing's headed. But I'm looking at Will Richard. That was a Mike Dunleavy special, and I like what I see. So you think I'm being too gracious with the B+, or, I mean, he's pulled off a trade. I'm counting pods for just contributing, and also Will Richard. And, you're going to laugh. Oh, and Quinn Post. Don't let me stop. So just with that alone, what would you give him?
I wouldn't give him a B+. I'd probably give him maybe a B-. But I also think that
what are the areas of improvement if you were
well, what's he done? I mean, the teams have made no discernible improvement.
The Jimmy
since
Butler
he's been
trade.
Here. Right, but they won. I'm just saying they won.
But that just yeah,
but they're
that
the same
off.
Team. They've been the same team for 3 years. Here's what I'm saying: they won a title in 2022. In 2023, they lost in the second round.
Gotcha.
Boom. Mike Dunleavy's now the GM.
Yeah.
They don't make the playoffs, and then they get as far as they did last year. Or they get as far as they did last year, 2 years ago, and now this year they're 500.
Now, okay.
So I don't know why I would give them a B+. They haven't gotten better under his watch.
But what about the draft picks and what we've seen?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, and I was thinking about this the other day as it relates to Will Richard, Trayce Jackson-Davis,
Quinn
and Post. Yeah, they're great second round play, picks. They're filling out your roster. What else are they doing other than filling out your roster?
Now, again,
they're not difference-making players. They were nice picks, but for the most part, they haven't changed the fortune of the Golden State Warriors.
Well, all three are still growing, but I'm more excited about the upside to Post and Richard at this point, and I'll leave that there. But we are not as far apart as the Mojave Desert if it's B+, B-. My thing is, what if I told you Mike got the job and he was a slave to what the slogan was going to be? Anything for Steph. So he really can't go get his ingredients. You know what I mean? I got to.
Okay, but hold on.
Or a thing that I got to basically abide to.
What do you mean he can't really go and get his ingredients? Like if there's an ingredient out there that can work with Steph Curry, then go get him.
No, but the all in for Steph is a Joe Lacob, I believe, mandate. Mike D might
okay. Well, you know what?
I'm just saying, he took the job predicate. I believe that was the slogan. Nobody's changing it. So I judge
him
through
that. First of all, if he didn't believe in the slogan, he shouldn't have taken the job. So he took the job. Like, the slogan is the slogan. And anything and everything for Steph.
Right.
But
I mean, that's what we said.
You just been treading water for 3 years with Mike.
But you brought in another
but it hasn't made you discernibly better, at least at this point.
Well, Stoddy, I would say you're judging in the short sample size. They got to the playoffs. It looked like they weren't going to before Jimmy.
What about this year? They're 13 and 12.
And it's evolving. So
that's why I'm not giving him a B+. I can't give him a B+. We're essentially, to me, my way of thinking, kind of in the same spot that we were
13 and 12.
That we were in 2023.
But don't you feel better about things? Because we kind of talked about it.
One more time, Goo.
Don't you feel better about the Warriors?
No.
Remember, you were like, Goo, last week you were in the dumps.
No.
And I feel better. Like, I don't know what's on the horizon, but I feel like, you know, we're
So you feel like what happened in the last week or so has...
Just given the team some clarity.
Has made the future look brighter.
And I'm unlike a lot of people, I think when that day does come, and it's coming, it is coming, Tim and Raleigh and Coach and Vallejo, but that they can get something that can help this team right away when they move Kuminga.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. Mike Dunleavy's been around for 2.5 years.
I'm curious to see the grades.
And how has he done? I'm going to go through some of the things that have occurred on his watch. And
give me an area of improvement, though. That's what I was going to throw at you. Like
creativity. You know, just I don't like the way that they've... Hey, coming up in 5 minutes, I'm going to give you the first keyword for the Town Jersey giveaways, all right? So that's coming up in 5 minutes. I'll give you the first of 4 words so that you can have a shot at the Town Jerseys.
Let's go.
Game jerseys. Mm-hmm. And then we're giving away a Pat Spencer jersey between 11:45 and 12:15. So 5 minutes, I'll give you the first keyword of the day. No, so I'm judging Mike Dunleavy for the last 2.5 years. That's when he took over.
But I feel like you're giving this year demerit already.
Well, they're 13 and 12. That's what they are.
But it's not over.
No, they could get worse.
It's like you're giving me my test grade, and I got 40 questions.
Well, no, he's been here for 2.5 years. This is just the start of year 3. All right. So the first thing he did was draft Brandon Pajemski. I think that's got to go down as a solid pick at 19.
All right, so we don't disagree there.
Trayce Jackson-Davis. That's a whatever for me. He traded Jordan Poole for CP3.
That's a demerit.
It is a demerit.
I think it's his worst move.
But I'm not, like, that one is the one where I'm not sure he had a choice.
How?
It was a salary dump. Plain and simple. They wanted to stay out of the apron, and Poole put him over.
But had you used that creativity that you were looking for, Stoney, you could have got something for CP3.
No doubt. I mean, you can.
Oh, my gosh.
You can absolutely hold that against Dunleavy. And I do. But I also think that was more of an organizational thing because they thought that if they kept Jordan Poole, they would lose all their flexibility.
Oh, man.
But anyway, Poole's gone. Right. CP3's here. CP3's not here anymore. You got nothing for him. Re-sign Draymond Green after the 2023 season. Remember, Draymond opted out and then got a 4-year deal.
I love Mike D, but just real quick here, I think there's no way in hell that was his call. That he went and broke bread with the boss, the owner, and I get it. And Mike D, I don't think, had any influence into Joe Lacob parting ways with Draymond, especially when we read that article with Tim Kawakami, and he says, I look at Dre like a son. You know, I'm like, you ain't breaking that up. I don't care who Mike D was, if it was another GM, you know?
All right, so, like, honestly, we don't weigh the Draymond Green extension and put it on Mike Dunleavy's ledger.
I don't. And that's why he got to be.
And that's where I have to. Like, I have to.
That was part of everything for Steph for me. It will go under that.
But that's who Mike Dunleavy's general managing for. Or, you know, Steph Curry and keeping it together. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, if Mike Dunleavy felt strongly that he wanted to move on from Draymond Green, and Joe Lacob said, nah, we're not going to move on from Draymond Green. Do you still want the job? I'm sure Mike said, yeah, I still want the job.
Right.
But he's the general manager, and they re-signed Draymond Green, and he's still on the team, and here's where we're at. Yeah. You like it? Was it good? Was it bad?
But there's many GMs, Steiny, that get vetoed by their boss, you know, and that's okay. There's no reason to quit. You know, the owner's like, hey, I love you. I'll see you tonight at dinner, but we're not doing this. You know, that comes with the territory, right?
It depends how you look at it. But yes, I mean, I think we all have to be honest and say Dunleavy's operating with some constraints.
Okay. All right.
I mean, the other thing is he can't shoot through. Like, he's got to pay attention to salary, and Bob Myers never really had to pay attention to salary. He traded Klay Thompson for Buddy Hield and Kyle Anderson. Obviously acquired Jimmy Butler for Wiggins and some other players. And in this offseason, he extended Jonathan Kuminga. So that's where we are. And I guess my question would be, you know, they won it in 2022.
All right.
It was unexpected. The next year, they made it to the playoffs and lost in the second round. And then Mike Dunleavy came on board after that 2023 season. Are the Warriors better off now than they were after that championship season? Are they in a better spot now than they were in 2023? If I were to ask you where Mike Dunleavy sits today. And I would say it feels like they're kind of the same.
Wow.
And I know they have Butler.
I want to say they're not, because I don't see anything, no heir apparent to the a future stud. But yet, I love the all-in for Steph mantra, but there's no, especially now that I think Kuminga's gone, UPS, he's going to be packaged. I just, if you allow me to veer off and say, what do we have for the future? Hey, I like the guys, but there's no that dude is in waiting like I thought Kuminga was. And there's no, I have no second thoughts about Kuminga being picked seventh that I should, we wore Dub Nation shouldn't even have these thoughts of he's going to be the next. So when I look at it through that prism, I'm down.
Who do you blame for the Kuminga pick? Myers? Lacob?
I don't tell Bob, but I mean, Joe said it's a collective, so Kirk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Joe and Bob.
Yeah, I mean,
can't put it on Mike's ledger at all.
Hey, Evan, if I were to ask you, the Warriors today versus the Warriors, let's say, entering the 2023 season after they won their title, better, worse, about the same?
Well, they're obviously worse. They won a championship.
Well, no, because Dunleavy came, I think, after the 2023 season. So, in theory,
I thought you said heading into...
Just 2023.
Since Mike Dunleavy has taken over.
Correct. Since they lost to the Lakers in the second round.
I'd say they're in a better place. They lost in the play-in the year after.
Right.
And then round of the playoffs.
What about your future stud?
Well, he hasn't... I don't think he's made a mistake. Has he hit on a franchise-altering move. I mean, you could say the Butler thing, but
Will Richard early. I like he's starting. I'm not saying he's a star. I'm talking about face of a franchise.
Yeah. It's not
they
Will Richard.
They don't have that. He's at Kuminga.
And I don't want to poo-poo these guys, but Will Richard, TJD, Post.
No, like, I'm just with you.
They're just.
They're going to be guys that help. I got you.
I don't know. Like, have they helped
but
so
Pod
far?
Wasn't the top five picks, Donnie, where they got him
no,
at.
No, but like,
the...
I'm sorry. Okay, Trace Jackson Davis, Post, Will Richard. It's like, okay, he's filled out the roster with back end. Okay. Yeah. Like, those are kind of indistinguishable for me. Like,
and
I don't
that's
give
why
a,
he didn't get
I don't give him a lot
it.
Of credit for those kind of guys.
Well, I'm just saying.
Post may be, the other thing is, you know, Post is getting better. I definitely like him.
I love him.
But what, is he a starting center in the NBA? Is he a 25, 30-minute center
in
the NBA?
Well, right now he is for your team, but I don't have those answers. But I got to believe it's trending in the right direction. And the one thing he does is, if you want to grade it, is an A in shooting. And again, don't give me the percentages. When he gets comfortable with the other things that he needs to, you know, get stronger and add some muscle, I mean, man, you know, sky's the limit.
He's a role-playing center.
But what has me down is the future. That's where it's lacking.
Well, that's why it's like I can't get gung-ho over Will Richard, Post, Trace Jackson Davis, Pods, Moody, Kuminga, because you're right. There's not a star out there.
Do you do the Laker model? And maybe we'll find out January, whatever day it is, where you do the Laker model, and we're talking about another stud in here, a young one.
I don't know how you get another young stud in here.
Let me dream. Let us dream.
Well, you know,
So
we're just talking about Mike Dunleavy and where this team is right now. And are you excited about where it's headed? Or are you more excited about this year?
I'm more excited about this year, not where it's headed. And just about what you mentioned with.
And that. I'm not.
That's why I think something's going to pop off January. We'll come this trade deadline. I really do.
But what? Like, seriously, like, what's the biggest move they could make?
Well, package Kuminga, and it could be some other guys with that, and we get a bona fide dude in here.
That would outlast
the Curry, Jimmy Butler, Dre era.
All right, you still are prepared.
Maybe Giannis.
You still are prepared to give up some picks.
Oh, my gosh, Snotty, whatever, man, whatever it takes.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Mike Dunleavy. You happy with what he's done since he's taken over for Bob Myers? What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. By the way, here it is. This is word number two, keyword number two. Shoot. Keyword number one is the first of four today. Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y. Text Jimmy to 20357. That's Jimmy to 20357 for your chance to win one of the three town jerseys. Right now, we're qualifying somebody every single hour for the rest of the day. And Jimmy, 20357. What's coming up next in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. And don't forget the kickoff show this Sunday with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings. It starts at 11 a.m. from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. All the early games are going to be on. Great food, great drinks, games in the parking lot, as well as your chance to win a pair of tickets to the game. So come on out. If you're going to the game, we have the free shuttle for you from Laughing Monk to the stadium and back. That's right, a free shuttle. Go sign up at 957thegame.com. First come, first served. So go ahead, get there right now. 957thegame.com and sign up now. That segment also brought to you by Bay Area Fast Track.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.